Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. The ISA has just finished their winter meetings, and the new rule changes for 2010 have been announced. Basically, there will be several small changes that may or may not affect your game, and one huge change that will affect everybody. The big change first. The maximum height of a pitch will drop from the current 12 feet to just 10 feet. The vote on this change was 162 for, 58 against. This rule change has pitchers in a tizzy and batters very excited. The lower limit, 6 feet, remains at 6 feet. What might we expect with a 10-foot height limit? First and most important, there will be more injuries to pitchers from liners back through the box. The flatter the pitch, the quicker the ball gets to the batter, and therefore the less time the pitcher has to back out of the box and get more distance between himself and the line drive coming back at him. Second, everybody's batting average will go up. Flatter pitches are easier to hit, and no longer will a batter have to adjust to 6 feet of difference from one pitch to another. Third, there will be a lot more walks, at least until the pitchers who specialize in the high pitches learn to keep them no higher than 10 feet. Fourth, pitchers will have to learn to throw through a 4-foot window rather than a 6-foot window, so pitchers will have to be more accurate than ever. Fifth, with the height limit of 6 to 10 feet, there will be much less variety in pitches. With this rule change, pitchers lose a full third of their legal pitching space. Batters will no longer see a 6-foot height difference from one pitch to another, just a maximum 4-foot height difference. Sixth, if the umps learn to judge the new pitching height limits correctly, there will be a lot more illegal pitches called. 10 feet isn't that high. For a comparison, the rim of a basketball goal is 10 feet high. So if your pitch would reach a basketball rim, you're illegal. Where I play, I see a lot of umps call flat pitches on balls that are 6 or 7 feet high, especially with pitchers who throw a lot of high stuff. The low pitches look flatter than they really are. So the umps are finally going to have to allow those 6-foot pitches that are legal in the book, but often not on the field. Next, there will be no changes to the legal and illegal bat list. So there are no new banned bats for 2010. If it was legal this year, it's legal next year. Also, the ball will remain the same this coming season. There was talk of using a hotter ball, but that decision was tabled for at least another year until more information is available. Another change for the 2010 season is that an illegal item that a lot of batters use anyway will now be okay to use. A flare or cone at the knob end of the bat will be legal in ASA ball. The grip and rip people better crank up their machines and churn those things out all winter. They're going to sell like hotcakes come spring. There were a couple of other changes that won't affect most players. Safety bases, that double base at first, can be any color that contrasts with white. It doesn't have to be orange anymore. Okay. It will be okay to artificially heat your bat. Some people are upset about this because they think that a heated bat will hit the ball harder. And finally, video cameras are now banned from the dugout. The old rule banned communication equipment. The new rule bans electronic equipment. All these changes will be put into play on January 1st, 2010. To the batters especially, I say, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. From the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.